Summer 2021. Cover. Easter celebrations took place across the courts. The front cover shows some of the activities at Schoolhouse Flats, Charles Morris House and St. Herbert's Court. Pages 2 and 3. Around the courts. The COVID pandemic continued to restrict communal activities across our courts during the last quarter, but despite those problems, there were still some special moments. Here is selection from across the courts. At Lido House, a local lady, Elaine Buckley, has joined a local group on Facebook called Random Acts of Kindness. She made gifts for all the residents at Lido House to give out on Valentine's Day. They also knitted some love heart strings for the fence outside. Then, on the Thursday before Easter, the residents received some funds from Councillor Val Leach. This was used to deliver 55 afternoon teas to Hood Square and Lido House. Mr. and Mrs. Ryder from Lido House picked them up from Morrison's, assisted by Mr. and Mrs. Beach, also from Lido House, and helped court manager Vicky deliver them all. At St. Herbert's Court, Mrs. Brady, a resident from Cypress Avenue, donated lovely knitted Easter gifts. She also donated the knitting patterns to share with other residents. Also at St. Herbert's Court, following a successful grant application from the Oldham Community Recovery Fund, court manager Tara was able to purchase Easter eggs and a puzzle book for each resident in St. Herbert's Court for over the Easter break. In addition, Oldham Food Bank donated items for the residents, which really helped some, and a St. Herbert's Court resident brought two bags of shopping to the office to hand out to his neighbours. How lovely is that? Residents at Schoolhouse Flats had an unusual visitor at Easter. Court manager Karen said, "The Easter Bunny visited Schoolhouse Flats on Easter Sunday and surprised all the residents with gift of a chocolate bunny. Many thanks to Anita and Marie, the court voices, for their kindness, and to the Easter Bunny for making a surprise appearance." At Charles Morris House, Easter treats were prepared and delivered to all residents, which were kindly provided by Vicky from our on-site restaurant provider, Relish 21. In addition, more Easter treats for residents were kindly supplied by Tresca Thick and the community champion Rose. At Violet Hill Court, court manager Joanne provided a little Easter treat to all her tenants. Happy Easter! Whilst at Millgate, Easter eggs for tenants were kindly donated by Morrison's supermarket. At Holland Close, one tenant knitted hats to keep the key workers warm and cozy. The picture shows one modelled by police officer Stuart Little to match his football team colours, as he requested. At Old Mill House, court manager Diane said a big thank you once again to our lovely local community and friends of Old Mill House. The kind donations of Easter eggs certainly helped to give our residents a very happy Easter. And last but not least, at Hopwood Court, the in-house caterer Marge, who we featured in the last edition of this newsletter, has now been awarded a 5-star hygiene certificate by Oldham Council. Well done, Marge. Page 4. Welcome to the team. We've welcomed two new additions to the property team recently, as we have said a fond happy retirement to John Hughes and Howard Burgess. Kerry Whittle has joined us as property services manager, leading the team managing repairs, servicing and planned maintenance across Oldham. Kerry has an excellent range of experience, including working for maintenance contractors as well as housing providers, and is already getting stuck in to understand the services we provide and what we can do to improve the way we work. Kerry has an active life, enjoying cycling and walking her dogs. Brian Walker is our new property inspector. Brian is working alongside John Blakely, post-inspecting repairs and getting properties ready to let. They also help diagnose any issues that might come up and look at possible improvements you want to make. Brian enjoys fixing up old cars and motorbikes in his spare time and is currently working on a mini Clubman. Linda Fox and Luke Dearden have also joined Housing 21. Linda has joined the Oldham team as a customer services advisor. Linda has a wealth of customer service experience and will be working with the team on the letting and rent account maintenance. She will be a friendly voice on the Oldham phone lines. Linda enjoys traveling, when times allow, dog walking and has a busy family life. Luke has joined the repairs team as a repairs customer advisor. He is working alongside Michael Lucas, logging repairs from residents and court managers via email and phone calls. Luke has a vast amount of knowledge in repairs and maintenance and has settled into the team really well. Housing 21 complaints, compliments and comments January to March 2021. We received two complaints during the quarter, both relating to the closure of communal lounges. The lounges were closed in line with government and local public health advice to reduce the transmission of coronavirus. We are pleased to report that as of the 12th of April, communal lounges are now open to residents, and we are hoping in the near future to allow family members and visitors to use the communal facilities. We have received four compliments during the quarter. Three were relating to work by a repairs contractor and one was thanking the court manager for sorting an issue out. Page 5. Why become a Priority Services customer? Sign up to Electricity Northwest's Priority Service Register to benefit from a variety of free support services. Information from Electricity Northwest. Communication. Once we are aware of a power cut in your area, our welfare team will make every effort to contact you. Power cuts can be planned or unplanned, and as a priority customer, we will prioritize your call and put you straight through to a dedicated team member. Keep you up to date with text messages and phone calls using telephone 07786-201716. Contact you 6 days before any planned work and send you a reminder the day before to help you prepare. Send you warnings of bad weather that may cause power cuts. Nominated contact. As well as your own details, you can nominate up to 6 friends, carers or family members to receive updates on your behalf. If you live on your own, this can reassure your friends or family that you're safe or let them know you need support. Welfare. If a power cut lasts all day, we may provide additional welfare support such as hot food and drinks, blankets, flasks, analog telephones, glow-in-the-dark torches, small generators or alternative accommodation. Dedicated welfare team. Our team of customer service experts have been trained to deal with sensitive situations, meaning we can help you if you need some extra support, either over the phone or face-to-face. Support from our partners. We work with a number of partners to offer extra support to our customers. For example, if you have mental health concerns, mobility issues, or if you rely on electricity for medical reasons. Sharing is caring. We can share your details with United Utilities, the region's provider of water and wastewater services. Priority Services Register. Sign up to our free Priority Services Register and our welfare team will help keep you safe and comfortable until the power is back on. Contact us on 105 or 0800 195 4141 or email us at customerwelfareteam@enwl.co.uk. More information can be found on the Electricity Northwest website. www.enwl.co.uk/powercuts/priority-services-register/. Page 6. Green Fingers Summer Season. Mid-March, October. What should I expect from my grounds maintenance service? Your grass will be cut and cleared approximately twice per month, keeping it looking tidy at all times. All obstacles and edges will be trimmed and left tidy. Grass clippings will be collected from smaller areas and mulched on larger expanses, keeping it green and clean. We will remove all litter before each cut. An application of herbicide to all weeds in paths, shrub beds and parking areas will be applied. Hedges and shrubs will be trimmed once to ensure they remain healthy and away from path edges. Green Fingers Quick Guide for Residents. Step 1. Register your details online by visiting the Green Fingers website greenfingersgroup.co.uk. Fill the online form located on the Contact Us page. Step 2. Log into Field Logic. Once registered, we will provide you with details. You can then access the online portal at any time from your computer, tablet, phone by visiting the website gfg.altlogic.com. Step 3. What you can expect. Visit dates. Time spent on site. Before and after photos. Works completed. Comments and observation. Page 7. Housing 21 2021 Garden Competition. Best Communal Garden. Best Garden. Best Pot, Box or Hanging Basket. Best Creative Expression of Gardening, for example poem, drawing or knitted forward / embroidered item. Best Video of Why I Love Gardening. Best Grow Your Own Fruit or Veg. First Prize, £30 Shopping Voucher. Highly Commended, £20 Shopping Voucher. Entries will need to be photographed or videoed and emailed to vincent.sexton@housing21.org.uk or posted to Vince at Chambers Business Centre, Chapel Road, Oldham, 08-4QQ. Please include your name, address, contact number and confirm which category you are entering. The video entry should be no longer than 1 minute and please limit your photo entries to a maximum of 5 photos. If you'd like to enter but need some help with capturing your entry, please call Vince on 07860-267-695 or speak to your court manager. Entries close on Friday, the 2nd of July, 2021. The competition is only open to Housing 21 residents. Page 8. Relax with Lucy. Relax with Lucy & Co. is a not-for-profit organization who work with the local community of Oldham in providing free classes and resources in relation to relaxation and well-being promotion. They are a team of relaxation, meditation and well-being instructors. Their most recent project has been an 8-week Radio Relax feature, which currently airs every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon on Oldham Community Radio and Oldham Hospital's Radio Cavill station. The Radio Relax project came about from being made aware that many older people in Oldham were unable to access their resources online. They decided to put together a recorded series all around relaxation and a practice known as mindfulness, to help to advocate ways in which to feel calmer and happier. For anyone who can't listen to the series live, they also have a Radio Relax podcast which is available for free on Spotify. Relax with Lucy & Co. are continually working hard to help spread a little relaxation to anyone who needs it, whether you struggle with anxiety, low mood, sleep or even pain. You can find out more about Relax with Lucy & Co. at their website www.relaxwithlucy.co.uk and you can also access their resources on their YouTube channel Relax with Lucy & Company. Oldham Community Radio is broadcast on 99.7 FM in the Oldham and immediate surrounding areas. Let's discover IT. Let's Discover IT is a new resource for residents to explore the internet and have fun together. There are loads of topics to choose from and new projects to check out. Best of all, you can contribute to Let's Discover IT by sending your favorite website links or suggesting new topics to explore. created and developed by a staff member of Housing 21, with contributions from court managers and staff. Let's Discover IT is a great way to stay connected and be a part of our community. https://letsdiscoverit.org. Just log on to the website and let's discover IT together. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook too. At Let's Discover It Club. Page 9. Advice from the NHS about dry mouth. A condition of the mouth caused by lack of saliva which increases the risk of dental problems. Protect your mouth. Cut down how often you have sugary foods and drinks. Have frequent small sips of plain water or suck ice chips. Brush twice a day, always last thing at night with a toothpaste that contains at least 1350 ppm fluoride. After brushing, don't rinse with water or mouthwash. Rinsing washes away the fluoride toothpaste. For extra protection, use a daily fluoride, 0.05%, mouthwash at a different time to brushing. Ask your dentist and doctor for advice on managing your condition. Keep hydrated throughout the day. Aim to drink 6 to 8 glasses of plain water. 5 tips to boost good nutrition and hydration in older age. Friends of the Elderly has partnered with the British Diabetic Association to highlight the importance of good nutrition and hydration in older age. 1. Eat enough. Malnutrition increases the risk of disease, delays recovery from illness and adversely affects body function, well-being and clinical outcome. Try to eat 3 small meals and 3 small snacks each day, which include protein, fish, meat, tofu, soya, eggs etc., carbohydrate, starchy food, potato, bread, rice, plenty fruit and vegetables, frozen or canned. 2. Keep hydrated. Older people can be more vulnerable to dehydration. Avoid this by aiming for around 6 to 8 glasses of fluid per day, a minimum of 1.5 liters. This includes milky drinks, hot drinks, pure fruit juice, cordials, water and also tea and coffee up to the recommended daily amount. 3. Take vitamin D. Vitamin D helps your body absorb calcium for healthy bones and teeth. The Department of Health recommends that everyone over the age of 4 takes a 10 ug, 0.01 mg, vitamin D supplement, especially at risk groups, which includes those over 65 years of age. Foods that provide vitamin D include oily fish, cod liver oil, egg yolk, meat, offal and milk, margarine. Some breakfast cereals and some yogurts are fortified with vitamin D. 4. Make sure you're getting enough calcium. We lose bone mass as we age, so it's important to consume plenty of calcium. Good sources of calcium include dairy products like milk, cheese, yogurt, fortified bread and fortified milk alternatives such as soya or rice milk, fish such as mackerel and sardines. Some leafy greens, figs and almonds. 5. Dose up on B vitamins, folic acid, B6, B12. B vitamins have a range of important functions in the body, including contributing to healthy red blood cells, bodily functions, nerve function, healthy skin, vision and reducing tiredness. Good sources of B vitamins include green vegetables, fortified cereals, peanuts, pork, poultry, fish, milk and other fortified foods, such as fortified milk alternatives, soya, rice milk. Page 10. Energy switching could save you pounds. Switching energy supplier could save you hundreds of pounds on your gas and electricity bill. According to Energy UK's electricity switching figures for 2019, more than 6.4 million customers moved to a new supplier, an average of 12 switches every minute. And there's never been a better time to change energy suppliers as energy prices are on the rise. Since the introduction of Ofgem's energy price cap in January 2019, most suppliers have based energy prices on their default tariffs on the rate of the price cap. Following an increase in the price cap level announced in February 2021, suppliers have begun to raise their prices for customers on default tariffs. All of the Big Six energy suppliers, Centrica PLC, parent company of British Gas, E.ON UK, Scottish and Southern Energy, SSE, RWEN Power, EDF Energy and Scottish Power, have announced price rises, each implementing an average £96 annual increase for customers on standard variable and default tariffs. These price rises will come into effect from the 1st of April 2021, so there's never been a better time to consider switching. So when was the last time you checked your energy tariffs? If it was more than a year ago, you could be paying far more than necessary. You need to go on to a better deal. Here are some questions about switching energy. What info do you need to switch energy supplier? The more detailed information you can provide when you're getting a quote for a new gas and electricity tariff, the more accurate it will be. You will need your full address, the name of your current gas and electricity supplier and tariff, how much gas and electricity you use and your payment details. Is it safe to switch energy online? Absolutely. You can simply and safely switch your energy supply online through an accredited energy switching service. If you are unsure of an energy switching service's credentials, look for a notice of their confidence code. The confidence code is a voluntary code of practice for domestic energy price comparison services and is managed by the UK Energy Market Regulator, Ofgem. The Ofgem approved list is Energy Helpline www.energyhelpline.com/phone 0800 074 0745. Energolinks www.energolinks.co.uk/phone 0800 849 7077. The Energy Shop www.theenergyshop.com/phone 020-3951-8617. Money Supermarket www.moneysupermarket.com/MyUtilityGenius www.myutilitygenius.co.uk/phone 0203-468-0461. Runpath www.runpathdigital.com/gas-electricity/. SimpliSwitch www.simplyswitch.com/0800-011-1395. Switch Gas and Electric www.switchgasandelectric.com/phone 0333-300-600. QuotZone www.quotzone.co.uk/. Unravel It www.unravelit.com/energy-switching. UseWitch www.usewitch.com/. Will I experience any power cuts during the switch? You won't experience any power outages during your switch. Can my energy supplier stop me from switching? If you pay for your energy bills, it's entirely up to you whether you want to switch your energy, and your supplier can't stop you. Many fixed-rate energy plans run on a contract of 12 to 18 months and you may have to pay an exit fee if you switch during this period, but there's nothing to stop you from switching if you're willing to pay the exit fee. Back page. Our contact details. Housing 21. Units 403/404. Chambers Business Centre. Chapel Road. Oldham. OL84QQ. Email, oldhaminquiries@housing21.org.uk. Customer Services Telephone, 0345-604-4447. other useful telephone numbers. Repairs line, 24 hours. 0800-032-1215. Oldham Council Main Switchboard. 0161-770-3000. You can access lots of our services online at www.oldham.gov.uk. Council Tax. 0161-770-6622. Council.tax@oldham.gov.uk. Environmental Health. 0161-770-2244. Environmentalhealth@oldham.gov.uk. Housing Benefits and Council Tax Reduction Scheme. 0161-770-6633. Benefits@oldham.gov.uk. Payment Line. 0161-770-6611. 24-hour automated payment service. Registrars. 0161-770-8960. Waste and Recycling. 0161-770-6644. Waste@oldham.gov.uk. Age UK Oldham. 0161-633-0213. Ring and Ride. 0161-652-0248. Citizens Advice Bureau. 0844-847-2638. Silver Line. Confidential Friendship Support. 0800-470-8090. NHS Advice. 111. Police Non-Emergency. 101. Oldham Community Leisure. 0161-207-7000. Action Together. Formerly Voluntary Action Oldham. 0161-339-2345. Oldham Library. Greaves Street. 0161-770-8000. Making Space. Tandle View, Royton. 07966-887-152. Oldham Community Transport. 0161-633-0097, Mobility Scooters and Wheelchairs. 0161-633-0040. Greater Manchester Fire and Rescue Service. Book a safe and well appointment. 0800-555-815. https://www.manchesterfire.gov.uk/staying-safe/what-we-do/safe-and-well-visit.